The Not Your Average Life I am bringing you today is my friend Amber Lawrence. And I say she's my friend because we met back in, I think, 2015 on Facebook when I was a beach body coach. And we talk a little bit about that story, but she is not average because she is an amazing human with such a deep passion for what she does and so much energy. We bounce off the walls. We have so much energy. And you know how they say like attracts like? I think that she and I just came together because we just have this like passion for life and then passion for what we do. And so we talk. It's also one of the probably kind of a weird episode because it's almost like you're listening to us having coffee together. We just talk about a lot of things. And one of the things that we talk about is she had to deal last year in the COVID pandemic with her mother passing away and being in assisted living and having to deal with that. And so I think that's something that a lot of us deal with. And I thought it would be a pretty good topic to cover. And she's living in an RV with her husband, gallivanting around the country. And she's rented her house. She's from Washington State. And then we get into what she does. And that's she's an oils expert. And it's fascinating. I mean, she really is an expert. And I like to talk about how a lot of when I try to help people find purpose and they're seeking is that look in your background, look at what you've done in your past, look at what lessons you've learned and maybe how you've been affected in a negative way and how you've overcome that. And she talks about her story about having allergies and being so sick and how what she does now, she's just walks the talk. You know, she uses these oils to help her in a non-medical way. You know, she's not relying on drugs. She's relying on natural oils. And it's just a fascinating topic. But I think you'll feel her energy. She was sitting in front of her RV. She was inside at first and then the internet wasn't working. And so we made it work and we're two seniors just making it work, loving what we do. And this is our conversation. So I hope you enjoy it. Hi, I'm Laurie Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that a younger you never had, so it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul. Welcome to another episode of Not Your Average Lives. And I am so, so excited to have my friend Amber Lawrence on with me today. Amber and I go way back. In fact, we were just talking before I hit record. Yeah. I mean, we met, she's a Facebook friend. So I met a lot of people I meet are on Facebook these days. So we met on, like, we were guessing like 2015 and we've remained Facebook friends. But she is a ball of energy. We met in my Beachbody days. She signed up for one of my challenges and she was the most energetic. I was like so excited to have her in my group. She was like, we did these challenge groups and you had to like post when you were done with your workout and you were like so into it and it was so much fun. So I'm so excited to just have like an open conversation. So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Lori. I feel it's an honor. Seriously. And it's so good to see you. Like, I feel like we're having like a real conversation. Well, we are, but
yeah. Yeah. Instead of just chatting. Yeah. Yes. So Amber is sitting right now in front of her RV and she has a great, I mean, we're going to talk about a lot of different things. I don't even know where this is going to go. So she and her husband are gallivanting around the country in an RV. And they are from Washington State. So she'll tell a little bit about the story about what prompted that. But I think that's a really interesting story that a lot of us would be intrigued with, because that's something I want to do. I don't know if I want to go like as long as you've gone, like you rented your house and you really committed. But I really want to go like see more of the US. And so like do a little like trip and see if we like it. But yeah, these days I think RVs are hot right now.
Very, very. Yes. It's even hard to like upgrade your rig because they're going so quickly, you know, and then COVID has squashed like repairs. Like we have a broken slide right now that's been broken since July. And we're waiting on a repair for that. But oh yeah, they're very, very popular. They're just living life because you can.
Yeah. Yeah. So Amber has a business. She's a Young Living rep or distributor. Or I don't know the proper term, but and so she was a Beachbody coach for a while. And I remember that conversation when you, it was like a point at which I have to decide. And I knew how much you loved your oils and you are such an expert at it. And, you know, I knew that that was the right path for you. And that was really hard for me because I was like, I loved you so much. And I knew that that was going to be like not seeing you as much and not being having you as part of my life, but you love that stuff. And I hope we can talk a little bit about that, because that was part of why I reached out to you. Is I think aromatherapy and what these homeopathic things can do for our health is really important. So let's not forget to talk about that. But we started talking about why she got in an RV, and it had to do with her mom and her mom being in assisted living and in another state and getting diagnosed with cancer. And so I wanted to talk about, because so many of us at midlife have parents that are aging and are in assisted living and are facing these health crises. And with the state of the world with COVID, it's just like such a sad situation. So I wanted to talk about that. Yeah. Yeah. I want to talk about that. And your husband, so you can take, and that's the other thing, is you can take your job with you because you do this virtual business, and then your husband's a software engineer and he can do that too. And so So where do we begin? What do you want to talk about? Let's talk about how you made the decision to bail and rent your house.
Well, my mom, we found out in November of 2019 that she did indeed have terminal cancer. And they thought that, we'll do a hysterectomy, you know, in 2020 and see what we can see if we can extend her life. And I was telling my husband, I was like, you know what, we've traveled in this thing for 30 some days. We really need to think about it and pray about if we should rent our house. And I have to go be with my mom. And he's like, okay. So we started in December of 2019, we started packing. We were even in the midst of a remodel, and we had to finish remodel, pack up our house, find somebody to rent our home. And so I flew out to Oklahoma to be with my mom for the surgery. And then as soon as I came back a week later, COVID hit. So packing up house, remodel, COVID, who's gonna rent our house? Now what? My mom in lockdown because of COVID. And then her mind changed. Like, she was doing fabulous after the surgery. And then being by yourself, like this is what happens to the elderly. Like, they're just alone, and it was horrible. And I won't even go into the details because there was a lot of crazy times, but we ended up renting the house in May, went to Oklahoma, and she was ailing. She wasn't doing well. And so they said she needed to go into a nursing home, and nobody would take her because of COVID. And we had hospice on board. They're calling. All the doors kept shutting. And finally,
and I remember, just to interject, I remember seeing your photos on Facebook of her being like, you couldn't even hug her.
No, like, I could only talk to her through the screen window.
Yeah. It was like heartbreaking.
It was really hard. It was really hard, but we could at least talk to her, and she responded and all of that. And then the facility did find her a nursing home that she could go into, but then we researched it and they had been slapped with physical abuse. And I was just like, I can't even comprehend this, that my mother has to go here. So I went on Facebook. I'm spiritual. I'm a believer. I asked all my prayer warriors, please help me understand what is going on here. And if my mom has to go there, I have to be okay with it. Sorry. So my cousin, who lives in Panama City Beach, She's like, oh, no, 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 no. I'm going to rent a motorhome. I'm going to rip your mom out of jail. And she's going to come to Panama City Beach. And you can come if you want to, but you don't have to. She's going to stay with me. Wow. And I was like, I can't even comprehend this. Mm. So she did 15 hours in, grabbed my mom, 15 hours back. We took care of, got everything out of her apartment, cleaned, you know, buttoned everything up in Oklahoma, headed to Panama City Beach. And she lived for 30 days with my cousin. And it was amazing. We had friends and family come in, and it was just a beautiful thing, you know, for us to hold her hand and send her off, you know.
Yeah. Which, how fortunate. I mean, how fortunate that was. And social media does.
It can do amazing things.
It can be amazing.
It doesn't have to be all negative.
That's right.
You know, right. I always try and share the good things. People are always like, oh, your life is so amazing. I'm like, oh, if only you knew what happened behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Because it's a challenge. It's not easy.
Yeah.
It's not easy what we're doing.
It's so funny because we have known each other now in this online space. I recently was in Charleston. And we found out we were there at the same time, and you were not even very far. We were in the same, like, Mount
Eight
Pleasant.
Minutes.
Yes.
Eight
yes.
minutes away from each other.
And then I was plotting to meet up with you, and my daughter is like, no, mom, it's COVID. You can't. And then you were like, well, I'll just drive by and wave. And
just going to do a drive by.
I know. But then by the time we got our
act, we've never.
Yeah.
We've never met in person.
No.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, it was so unbelievable. I'm like, I'm in Mount Pleasant. You're in Mount Pleasant. I can't even comprehend this.
Yeah. And then it was like,
that was so exciting.
Yeah. And then it was like, we couldn't, like, I was only there 4 days. And then by the time it was like, oh, I'm leaving tomorrow. So, and then it ended up that you got exposed too, right? It was after I left, but yeah.
We did. We were there for a month for Christmas. And then my son, he's a police officer in North Charleston. And then he ended up coming down with COVID. And we, of course, you know, had lunch with him the day before we left. And we found out on Monday, we're like, yeah, I'm positive. And I'm like, oh, crap. Because we went back to Panama City Beach to be with my cousins, to visit with them. And then one of my cousins has a compromised immune system. And so she's like, I can't see you. I'm like, nope, because we're going to quarantine for 14 days in our RV. We ordered food. We went out. They dropped it. We're like, we're quarantining. Put it in the back of the truck, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, and then we got tested and we were negative and stuff.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. That's good. So anyways, one thing that I what I was leading into it with this trying to, and then I got,
it's okay.
Like my mind is like, oh yeah, we just almost saw each other. But I wanted to say it. I've seen you. I know you. So I feel like I know your husband.
Oh no.
It was so funny. It's right before we got on. I was like, hi, Greg.
I know. I always call him hubby Greg.
Yeah. And don't you have like a late in life? You know, I always like love stories because, you know, I have a midlife love story. But you guys,
okay,
it was second like marriage, right?
This is my second marriage. This is my husband. He's 13 years younger than I am.
Oh, cougar.
So in my 30s, I started dating a 23-year-old. What?
Oh my gosh. Wow. I didn't know that he was that young when you guys got together. So you've been together for a while.
25 years in May.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Yes. You guys are so cute. And you love dachshunds. I know that.
Yes. We have two dachshunds.
Yes. Yes. All right. So let's talk about what you do.
Oh, so what do I do? So talk about being in the midst of a journey. You know, you love to help people and you like to help people find just something that speaks to them that they can. It's a thriving thing. It's like, you know, you want to know your purpose, right? So I ended up suffering with my nose is running too, so I'm outside and emotional, pardon me. But I ended up suffering with I'm allergic to everything. In Washington State, you know, everything's trees and mold and everything's green. And I ended up going through 2.5 years of allergy shots and ended up finding out that it wasn't working for me. And I could not find anything that would help me breathe. Of suffering. I was having in and out of the ER, nebulizers, all that type of thing. So I ended up researching online, like, what do people do homeopathically or natural? Because my mom was sort of a hippie and it kind of raised me that way. And everything natural. And I found out that essential oils help support your respiratory system. And I'm like, I don't even know what this is. So I ended up joining Young Living. It's a company, it's the oldest essential oil company around in the world that I know of. And it just, the company spoke to me just in what they do and how they've been around for so long that I'm like, I have to try this. So I ended up ordering this essential oil kit, started using essential oils to help with respiratory support. And it changed my life so much that I've been talking about it and sharing it for like almost 7 years. So I know I end up finding you with Beachbody because I love the health and wellness. I love the mind, the body. I love all of that. I love to help people as well. And so, you know, there was a point in time where I was like, oh, I'm going to do Beachbody. Yeah. And then I'm going to do oils. Wee. You know, I was like,
I'll do it all.
I can't do it all. And the oils, I'm completely madly in love with them. I mean, I'm getting my certification in essential, you know, aromatherapy and all of that right now because they're fascinating to me. And so I teach online and, you know, that sort of a thing. And so that's my passion along with my spiritual journey. So it's, you know, it's a journey.
Were you allergic like as a kid or is that something that you started?
You know what? Yes, I was because I remember going camping. I used to live in Arizona. When I was raised in Arizona. And I remember when we'd go into like Prescott and like Sedona, I would always like my eyes would itch and I would I'd get like these weird, I think they were like hives on my eyes and I'd have problems breathing. But nobody ever, I mean, I was a kid, I didn't really know any different, but I remember my nose always running and having a hard time breathing. And so like, even here in Orlando, the trees are pollinating. And so there's pollen, I'm diffusing oils in there to help me, taking them internally to help me. And it's working.
Yeah. So tell me what works best for you. Cause I guess it's probably, you know, people are different. So some things work better than others. And I know there's certain things like my daughter is into these oils too. And I know different companies have different things, but she uses this one thing called Thieves Oil.
Yes.
Yeah. And,
so that's,
and yeah.
It's an immune boosting oil. It's,
okay.
It supports your immune system. Like there's lots of oils that do that as well. And I always pride myself. Well, I'm not pride, but I mean, I do talk about how when I went to Oklahoma, so I had to fly the end of January and fly the end of February. And there were sick people all over that airplane, you know, flu, right? And so, and I remember I was so stressed out with my mom. I'm pouring frankincense on my head. I'm diffusing oils in my cousin's house. Like they don't even know me. I'm like, oh, I'm bringing in my oils, you know? And they're like, what is going on? But I use a lot of oils to support my immune system. And I never once got sick from all the stress. I'm not saying that you won't. I'm saying I didn't. Mm-hmm. And so I'm a huge believer. We use oils a lot to support our immune system, especially now, you know? And I have a protocol that I do that I feel like is working for me. And then lemon, lavender, and peppermint are my go-tos for respiratory support. And like, if I'm struggling to breathe, I'll take it internally or I'll diffuse it or I'll just, you know, that sort of a thing.
Yeah. And when you say take it internally, what does that mean? I know you can put drops in water. You can, I think, put it on your tongue. I know my daughter rubs that oil on her kids' feet and helps them sleep. And
yes,
so what, yeah. So what, how do you, when you say I take it internally, do you just put
it in
water?
In a veggie capsule. I take it like a pill. I just drop it into a little veggie capsule and swallow it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. And like right now, this is water and peppermint for digestive support, you know?
Yeah. 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 So, and I actually, you sent me, I remember you sent me a test, a little tester thing. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. I just thought that was so sweet and, you know, unprompted. I didn't have to pay a cent. So, and then I ended up getting a kit and I diffused, I think I over diffused because I think I put too many drops in, but, now I'm reading and I'm really into Epsom salt baths lately.
Oh yeah.
You put because oils it's in so good for you. So what oils should I be using? Because I thought, oh my gosh, I still have your kit. I still have the kit. And I'm not using my oils and I need to start using my oils because I know I'm just not like, I don't feel like educated. You also sent me a book, I think. Yeah.
Like a little book that tells you. Yeah. Well, and that, I always called it my oily Bible because you can look up certain things like, oh, I have a headache or, you know, fungus on the toes or, you know, bronchitis or whatever. So then you would look up the ailment and then you would look and see how to support yourself, you know, support yourself naturally.
Yeah. So what would be good to put in the tub with me?
So are you wanting relaxation? Or are you wanting like stress relief? Are you wanting pain relief? Like what are
you? I think I would like relaxation.
So you could do, well, let's try to think. You bought that kit so long ago. There's probably lavender in there.
Yeah, I love lavender.
So you could take the Epsom salt, a couple laps Epsom salt, and then just drop like 10 drops of lavender
okay.
in there.
Okay.
Because it's like an emulsifier. And then you can put, and then if you have frankincense in there, frankincense is really good for grounding.
Ooh.
So frankincense and lavender would be amazing in Epsom salt in the bath. And then I don't remember what else came in your kit for, because they've changed.
It's a lot. Well, we can talk offline about it, but,
of course.
But you know, what's interesting and came to my mind as we're talking about this, one of my favorite books was by Ken Follett. And I talk about Oprah and how she influenced me in many ways, but I remember the book, she had the book club, right? And she Pillars of the Earth was one of the books she recommended. It was Ken Follett, and it's like a historical fiction, and it's based in like 1100 and about a cathedral builder. And I loved that book. And it was like 1,000 pages. It was like, you know, a commitment. It was like a commitment. I loved that book. And then it had, I think that this part was in this, there was a next book and it was like set like in 1400. It was called A World Without End. I'm pretty sure that was the name of it. And I loved that one too. And in the second book, so the first one was our book club book, but the second one I loved. And it was almost like there was like, you know, even though it was 200 years later, there was still a tie to the other book. Like, you know, the history is like the characters were like descended from them or something. I don't know. I can't remember. I need to read them again because I loved them so much. But there was a woman who did oils in it, like 14. And I think it was set in Europe somewhere, but it was like 1400. And she, like, people would come to her and she would help them. And, but she was considered like evil. Like,
Well, and it's so like we went into New Mexico and I was like, where's the medicine woman?
Yes.
I would love to hang out with the medicine woman. Like, I was like obsessed trying to find one because we went into these little
They know so much.
They do. And, you know, these oils are, they're dated, they're in the Bible. Like, they've been around forever.
Before we had medicine that we have today. 20th century medicine, is that what you call it?
I don't know what it is, but
it was the only go-to. And so these people had, you know, you had to go to these experts.
Oh my word, that's cool. That book sounds fascinating.
But I just remember it struck me as we're talking about this, that this is what you do has been going on for ages. But it used to be that it was like an evil thing.
People didn't understand it.
And I
even think today people don't get it either. Mm-hmm. I just have a different mindset, and I believe they're natural and they're therapeutic. And I've been studying them for a long time and I know they work. And so that's what I do, you know, and it's like, I will always share it with people. Good. All of that sun feels amazing, but it's bright. But I'm like, you know, it's either for you or it's not for you. I'm not going to judge you. I can only share with you what I do and what works for me. And you can try, and you're in the midst of your own health journey. You're your own health advocate, you know?
I think our journeys, and I've talked about this before, but our journeys become our purpose because it's the path we've walked that teach us what we need to help others with. And so when you have a story like yours where, you know, I was suffering so much, I mean, this was an alternative and it worked. Like, who can't, like, you know, why can't that drive
Nothing
you?
Else worked.
Yeah.
Well, and my doctor that I saw for 2.5 years, I had an incident at the zoo in Seattle where I could not breathe. I had to leave the zoo, and I went to him and he's like, Amber, these shots aren't working. You should not live in Washington State. you need to live somewhere drier. And I was making a joke about it. I was like, hey, can you write me a prescription to move to Arizona? Because we had just celebrated hubby Greg's 40th in California, Arizona area. And I was like, oh, I just want to go back because I lived there, you know, before. And he's like, yeah, well, we're not going to move. And I'm like, well, now I have a prescription to move. So you have to move me there, you know, but it is a journey. And they just, I love them. I'm just enamored.
Do you find that your health is better since you left? Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Well, just once. Oh yeah. I've been using oils for 7 years and we rarely go to the doctor. And I mean, rarely.
But leaving the, you know, Pacific
Washington
coast. Yeah.
So yes, a little bit better, but like, you know, the pollen's happening here with the trees and it's affecting me. Like yesterday I was out of it all day. So I had a diffuser going in our bed. It's 325 square feet that we live in. And so I had a diffuser going in the bedroom and a diffuser in the kitchen, same oils, you know, just blasting it in there. And then I took a couple capsules and then I was like, oh, and we went out last night. We went out to this little karaoke bar and I felt completely fine.
I heard Florida's pretty open. And I heard that all the people,
awesome.
Yeah. People from like New York are like flocking down there and because you're outside and yeah. Yeah.
It's fabulous.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I would not call Florida a dry place because the humidity is really, you know.
No.
Yeah.
It well, and it's not humid now because it's cooler. No, it is not dry at all. And I even said to Greg yesterday when I was suffering, I was like, where am I supposed to live? You know, because I mean, going back home freaks me out because it's always gray and rainy and cold. And then the trees, like I'm very allergic to that environment. So we're like, we just found out the renters want to rent our house for another year. So we're kind of like throwing out, do we stay? Do we go? Do we stay? Do we go? Do we stay? Do we go? I mean, what's another year, you know?
Yeah. And
have you
tried Colorado? Because I think when I think dry states is in terms of, you know, they don't have a lot of humidity. And I mean, the only thing you have to worry about is elevation and whether your lungs can handle, right. You know, you have to adjust to that.
Right.
But yeah, because we used to go on these trips to Aspen. My husband used to play rugby and we'd go to Aspen.
Oh, wow.
and the guys, you know, like talk about elevation. I think I'm quote me on this, but I think it's like 9,000 feet above, like we're on the East Coast, right? We're pretty flat on sea level. And
right.
And so they're
oh,
going
yeah, you go
here,
up a bit.
And then they're playing rugby and they're like short of breath and they're like, you know,
oh, yeah.
A lot of them would go for a couple of days to acclimate before they'd go there.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah,
that's super smart.
Yeah.
I know when we go into Utah, it's the same thing. The elevation is so high and I'm like, why am I having problems breathing? You know, you're just not used to it.
Yeah. Yeah. So you said you're doing these things online. So tell me what you're doing. I would love if the audience is like intrigued and they're like, oh my gosh, I have like all these allergies and I have no idea, you know, and I so am on the page with you in terms of what doctors do, you know, they're ready to give shots, right? They just don't have the knowledge. They haven't been trained in medical school. I had a yeast overgrowth problem a year and a half ago and I didn't know it. I just knew something was really funky with my stomach and I felt like I had an alien living it. And I went to the doctor and the doctor was like, put me on some kind of anti reflux. What is that thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm in my head, you know, and that's like another thing, your intuition. Like my intuition was like, well, I don't feel like I have acid reflux because I had that when I was pregnant and I know what it feels like, or heartburn. It's
right.
Like it's in my stomach. It's you know, that's more like up in your kind of like before, like right above your stomach.
Esophagus.
And it's like, yeah. And I'm like, this is like in my stomach. And it's like, I really feel like I have aliens like there. And I had H. pylori, which is like this, you can get treated for it and you just take pills. But and that felt like it kind of felt similar. They tested me for it. It was like, I don't have that. So she put me on this drug and it was like, I had to wean onto it and I had to, and then it was like 6 weeks. And I was like, I got to like week four and I was like, I don't want to be on this. I don't want to be on this. So I called my doctor and then I had to wean off of it. So when you wean on something and you wean off of something, that's pretty powerful stuff.
Scary.
Right.
Yeah,
and it still didn't solve my problem. And so I had to go in and have a GI thing. They didn't, you know, they thought ulcer, no ulcer. So no answers. So I just kept plodding along. And in the meantime, I had gained 10 pounds. I was trying to lose 10 pounds using the same things that I had used in the past that weren't working. And come to find this book, and my daughter told me about it. And so a lot of the Beachbody coaches were trying it. It wasn't a Beachbody thing, but they're health and fitness. They like things. They like always interested in what works. Yeah. And so I did it, and it was a yeast. And the first thing you do before you do this cleanse and before you do the like figuring out what foods are causing inflammation in your body.
Yes.
He wants you to do a yeast test because a lot of people have yeast and they don't know
it.
Yes.
Right.
Damn if I didn't have a yeast overgrowth issue. And the funny thing is I had just interviewed somebody for my podcast who was a yeast coach. She had had a yeast problem, and she's written books on, like recipes. It was like, that was like the universe nudging me. You have yeast.
Yes.
Pay attention to this.
Yes.
I didn't even know it. And so I lost 10 pounds over the holidays last year. In 6 weeks. And after I started taking a probiotic that like took care of my yeast.
And I take a probiotic twice a day.
Nobody that has a medical degree could help me. $10 book that I bought on Amazon.
Yep. That's why I know. Yeah. And it's so good. It's like, you have to pay attention. You know, it's like something's off. And like, I have torn meniscus in my knees. So, I know you said your husband had his surgery, and the surgeon and all that. And I don't want to have surgery.
Yes.
So I'm like, I'm doing another homeopathic treatment on my knees, trying to help with that. And it's just, everything is a journey. And I hate to say the word give in and go, to Western medicine and let them just feed you full of pills. And I just, I don't want to do that. So I'm glad that you are better.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Well, now I know. And now I just take probiotics to prevent it from happening. But, there's fantastic. As we get older, so much happens to us because if we're eating foods, I learned a lot about foods, that how unique we are in our bodies. Our bodies, I say we're all unique snowflakes. We are unique snowflakes up here in our brain and our mind and what works for us and what we love and what fulfills us at the core, but we're also, our bodies are very unique. And like you with your allergies, you cannot be exposed to something that I can be exposed to, but the same thing with food, and what, sometimes what we think are healthy foods are actually foods that might not be agreeing with
your system.
We all have a heart, we all have lungs, we all have digestive, but our cells react differently based on all of the things and our past and what we put in our bodies in the past.
And
so as
mind.
We get, yeah, yeah, yes. And as we get older, if we are eating foods, when we're younger, we can adapt more easily. Our bodies are younger. And as we get older, our bodies have, and our, what inflammation is our cells saying, no, it's our military, gearing up. Yeah.
Yes.
And they're trying to battle these things. And so that's what causes, that ends up being stress and all kinds of stuff. So yeah, I learned a lot in this $10 book. But it's the gist of it is that, the older we get and we're like, why do I have this? And usually it's an accumulation of something you've been doing and thank God we have resources now that we can do some. We have people like us who, have like walked the path and found these things and are willing to help people. But
getting the word out.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you do online? Like, do you teach stuff online now? I don't know what you do.
I do a little bit of that. I do a lot of private, help, coaching type thing with oils and, because everybody's so unique. I could say, oh yeah, go to my website, and start out with a starter kit. And people are like, what? So really, it's really important for me. Like, I like to talk to people. They can text me, they can call me, they can email me. And then, we kind of start this conversation, like, what's going on with you? Because I'm not a doctor. I will never prescribe anything ever because I'm not a doctor, but I do have a lot of experience. And so, and so sometimes people will be like, okay, how do I do this? And then I'm like, can I talk to you for a few minutes? You know, and then I'm like, so what's going on? And then I can help them. Like if the starter kit, that's an amazing starter kit, is perfect for them, then yeah, you should order that. Or let's tailor and create your own kit mm-hmm. that's going to work perfectly for you. And then, you know, I talk to them, and then I teach online through Facebook. I am going to be starting a blog where it's going to be very interesting. I'm really excited about it. I've never blogged before, but I'm going to put the title in about don't worry about the details, because don't worry about the details in everything. Just keep learning, keep growing, you know? And so there's going to be a section on there where there's going to be like, we can Zoom and talk about oils, but I have been doing mostly everything on Facebook and then just private.
Yeah. Like yeah. That. So you should vlog. Do you know what vlogging is?
Vlogging? Like video?
Yeah. Video vlog. Because you're so compelling on video. You have such high energy, and people connect so much on video where they can't see you, and they can't really connect as much with the blog. And so, yeah, that's what you should do, I think. Aww. Because people will be like flock to you and aww. Really, yeah, you're just so such a light in the world. And mm-hmm. I love, because when people are shining bright, they make the world a better place.
Yes. Yes. I believe God keeps telling me, he's like, I have kind of a crazy personality, you know? And so he's like, I made you be the light. Be the light, mm-hmm. because we need this now more than ever. We need this now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, you're a lovely soul, and I'm so glad we got to catch up. And yeah, we spent some time talking before we got on. So it's like, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And the internet cooperated in your
outside
RV park where you're parked right now. And we will see each other. We will.
I hope so.
Next time you're in Mount Pleasant, let me know, or going
well,
there.
And then, if we do decide to stay out, then once I told him, I go, I love Virginia. I loved it. I'm like, so I'll let you know if we come up to Virginia too.
Okay. Yeah. Well, all definitely. Right. Yeah. Yeah. You have a room here anytime.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Yes. Yes. And we have a place in our neighborhood where you can park RVs.
So. That would really?
Yes.
Do
yes.
you?
Yes. Yes. Oh, a lot of people house their RVs in there. Yeah. There's like, yeah. Yeah. So perfect. We have a place for you, and you know, I love you. I love that we met, and I love that we've continued to, you know, converse and lift each other up. And yeah.
Yes, thank you.
And we'll put the details on how, you know, your website and stuff like that in the show notes.
Oh, okay. Oh, awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I can't wait to see you and meet you in person. And then we'll be able to hug.
Yes. Yes. We will. And if it's just here and am I not like near my daughter telling me what to do, I will hug you.
Me too.
Because I'm not the kind of person that can see somebody and like, I'll see, you know, we have friends and they're very safe because they're older. They're coming over tonight, but when we see them, he's like this with his elbows.
I know.
He like hits his elbows and I'm like, that's so painful. Like, it's hard.
It is hard. I'm a hugger too. I'm a big hugger. All right, miss.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at Not Your Average Grandma. If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own, not your average, life.